Barry Soper, senior political correspondent, is with us. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon.
Where's the Waitangi Tribunal decision? They've got 13 minutes.
That's a very good point. I've spent some considerable time on the phone this afternoon trying to extract that very information, because the judge said he'd be reserving his decision until Wednesday afternoon. Well, I was told don't expect it before Friday now.
What?
Because what they seem to be saying, I mean, the person I spoke to didn't watch the news, was unaware of the case, and when I pointed out exactly what the case was, then they went away and I got rather nice classical music for some considerable time
down
on the phone.
Yes, good.
And she came back and said, look, it won't be today, because I guess it has to go through processing once the decision is delivered at the High Court. And, of course, as you say, the High Court closes up at 5 o'clock. So
no,
she said, don't expect it until Friday.
Barry, are you sure? I mean, is this you're taking the word of somebody who doesn't even watch the news. Are you sure that they're right?
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told.
Okay, so the lady who answered the phone at the court.
At the High Court, yes.
The lady who answered the phone at the High Court in Wellington says it's not coming till Friday.
Well, she went off and inquired of people that should know better.
We'll ask Chris Luxon. He's going to be with us
in
20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I doubt whether he would know either.
Obviously, the classical music has worked, because you're quite calm for the situation. Yes. Hey, what do you make of him sacking Melissa Lee out of cabinet and then demoting Penny Simmons? Well, I'm stripping her of her portfolios.
Well, it comes right on the tail of the Ipsos survey that said that 60% say the country needs a strong leader to take it back from the rich and powerful. 54% agreed that it needed a strong leader willing to break the rules. Well, he's broken no rule. In fact, Melissa Lee, you remember she was pulling out of interviews left, right and centre last year after she said they would be boring, any interview that she would give. And in fact, she did give a few more interviews and they were boring because she wouldn't tell us anything.
Mm.
And then, of course, Penny Simmons, she was being hammered day after day after day in the House about disability services being cut, and blamed that on the ministry and said they told them that they should have better communication. Well, communicated from the top floor today, the ninth floor in the Beehive, was that Penny Simmons remains in Cabinet. Melissa Lee is dumped to a minister outside of Cabinet. Her pay packet has gone down just on $50,000 a year, but at $250,000, I don't think she will be having to worry too much about that. But look, sounding as though he had just put on his chief executive's hat, Chris Luxon essentially said it was the way he does business, putting aces in their places. Here he is.
The only issue here is the way that I roll and the way that I lead teams is I make sure that I have my people in the right places. I make sure that they have the right person on the right assignment at the right time. And that's all that's happening here, is that these portfolios have got more complex. And as a result, I want senior cabinet ministers who have adjacent portfolio responsibilities that are linked to these portfolios taking responsibility for them going forward.
You can't really operate a cabinet like that with respect to Chris Luxon, because it isn't a business. You can't simply say, well, look, that portfolio at the moment, there's an issue there that the person shouldn't be able to handle, then we'll give the portfolio to someone else. I mean, politics doesn't quite work like
that. What's the problem with it?
Well, no, it's a bit more complex than that. You don't simply remove ministers because, as we've seen in the past...
Because they're crap at the job?
Well...
Why not?
No, I'm not saying that being crap at the
job.
He
was making
excuses
for her,
Barry. What I'm saying is that explanation to me, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it doesn't... convention of politics doesn't happen in the way Chris Luxon just explained it there. But it might be the way Luxon does business, but the other Chris, Hipkin, says it's not his way.
The question Christopher Luxon really needs to ask is, why stop there? You've had Shane Jones and David Seymour criticising the judiciary. A minister in my government did that, and they had resigned from their relevant portfolio the same day that it happened. I want to know why Christopher Luxon thinks that criticising the Waitangi Tribunal is okay, not something that he's going to take any action on. He's got his Deputy Prime Minister, who's also the Minister of Foreign Affairs, likening New Zealand to Nazi Germany. Apparently that's okay, but the actions of Melissa Lee are not. So I think Christopher Luxon's got many more questions to ask about why he's just stopped at those two.
Yeah, well, when he said that he had sacked a minister, or the minister had gone on the same day as he criticised the judiciary, I think he's got a short memory because he was referring to Stu Nash there.
Of course he was, yeah.
He didn't go because he had criticised the judiciary. He went because he told his donors what had been going on in Cabinet. And it wasn't for 5 months after that that he finally criticised the judiciary. So I think Chris Hipkin should get his story right.
But nobody needs advice from Chris Hipkins on this.
Just getting back to whether you do business that way in Cabinet, I wasn't criticising Luxon in terms of removing these pair, but you can't do it on an ad hoc basis. If it's one issue, you know, it's what I'm saying is it's too narrow a scope for a Cabinet minister. You've got to have a bit more of a performance issue before you remove them. Although we've seen Jacinda Ardern, Claire Curran, she should have gone long before that. Yeah. Phil Twyford, Clark, the health minister, he should have gone. But, you know, this is the way business happens in politics.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it. Barry Soper, senior political correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.